Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, in campfire talk there, Larry and I touched on turkey hunting a little bit. We're both fired up about getting us a gobbler or two this spring. Let's talk some more turkey. I don't have my turkey hunting fixed. Mr. Royce Carnley is with us. Now, Royce is a turkey guide. He guides turkey and deer hunts in South Texas and probably all over, but he also has a line of camo. I want to inform all of you about that. It's called MTR Camo, and the website is mtrcamo.com. I want you to go there and check this camo out. I haven't hunted with it, but I see the camo pattern fits perfectly into a lot of surroundings. I'm going to be hunting with this camo this year, starting here in about a month when turkey season opens. But Royce, thank you, buddy. I know you're a busy guy getting ready for turkey season, but thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir, you bet. It's an honor to talk to you and talk turkey. Always willing to talk turkey any time of the year.
talk turkey or hunt turkey, right?
With you. There you go, that's right.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. And, you know, kind of tell us what prompted this pattern, which I'll be quite frank and quite honest, I haven't had a chance to hunt with it yet. It's going to be my go-to pattern. I can tell by looking at the scheme, the color scheme. You can use all the help you can get when you're turkey hunting, and you've developed this by being out there and trying to fool those turkeys, haven't you, Royce?
That's right. Well, that's precisely why I decided to come out with it and not wait any longer. As anybody knows, it's not just South Texas, but since I guide most of the time down there, that's where most of my experience comes from here in the last several years. But if you hunt turkey long enough, you're going to get picked off sooner or later.
Going to happen. And, yep.
And anybody who hunts South Texas knows we don't have a whole lot of big trees. So the traditional darker patterns and stuff like that that everybody uses for turkey hunting, if it really limits you on where you can set up depending on the terrain you hunt. If you got big trees, you're in good shape. But I wanted a pattern where you're not limited to hunting next to a tree or with overhead cover or sitting in the shade, because a lot of times to seal the deal, you, for them old weary turkey, you got to be where they want to be pretty much. So and sometimes there's not very much cover there. Well, and that's why I came out with this pattern, because I can't count how many times where I felt like a turkey picked us off just simply by our pattern or breakup. Mm-hmm. You know, we might have bright green stuff all around us, and whether you get caught or where there's just that one spot where you got to be to seal the deal, the darker traditional stuff just doesn't blend in with the pattern. You know, of course, them turkeys are out there 24/7, 365. they pay attention to the surroundings.
So they know what.
They know when,
that's right.
They know when something's different. Exactly.
They do, and you know, the wood type patterns or patterns to match trees, a lot of those have originated, you know, in the Southeast. Many of them
right.
have.
Yep.
And hunting eastern turkey where they are hunted. I've hunted eastern birds in the heavy timber, you know, in the woods, but
that's
mostly
right.
Yeah, well, not mostly, but here in Texas we're hunting Rios, and a lot of times, especially I'm stay on the move a lot and first locate them, but when you set up there, you may not have the best natural camo around you, and you're sure not going to have a pop-up blind to be hide yourself in.
That's right.
so you need to kind of get down and get down in whatever's there, get real, real still, and kind of get positioned to look the way you think that bird might come, and chances are he'll come from the other way, but still, you'll be ready. So it's important to have a camo pattern that blends with whatever. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I agree. You have your guys out there that say, well, it don't matter. The best camo pattern is to sit still and be quiet, and I 100% agree with that. But every now and then, you'll have that one Tom that knows exactly what's going on. So
yep.
That's why this pattern was created.
you betcha. I'm kind of a rare bird, if you will, when it comes to turkey hunting. I used to hunt for many years with Bob Hood. A lot of our listeners know Bob. You've read his stuff. Mm-hmm. Bob passed away about 5 years ago, but he was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth paper. Bob and I hunted turkeys a lot. And Bob was a stickler on the finding the color patterns that were available at the time, you know. And he thoroughly believed in, the mesh gloves and the face mask and try to blend in. He'd have different patterns. But it's exciting to me to see one pattern that I am 100% convinced that when you get this stuff on, I hunt a lot in Palo Pinto County. And it's mesquite trees, a mesquite tree. I don't care whether you're in South Texas or wherever, but I think it's going to blend in really well there. And you know, I want to invite all of our friends listening, Royce, to check it out. That website is pretty all inclusive, is it? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. It goes over what was important to me is coming out with the camo, why we came out with the camo. And, you know, kind of the areas that it's going to blend in well, pretty much just like what you just said. Anywhere that's got a mesquite is pretty much mm-hmm. it's going to blend in good. But I also wanted a pattern that wasn't just detailed. Now, if anybody purchases some and as soon as they see this, they're going to go, wow, there's a lot of green and that's detailed. But wait till you get 30, 40 yards out, mm-hmm. and then you start to see the real true breakup of mm-hmm. it, because it's got the horizontal breakups, because most of Texas, you don't have a whole lot of big trees with the big vertical breakups. It's all kind of scrub brush and different vegetation along the floor. And so
a lot of horizontal in it, yeah.
You're right. I went with horizontal breakups, mm-hmm. and it keeps its breakup as far as you can see. And I even have a picture out about 400 yards from the camera, and you can still see it keeps its brightness.
Yes.
And keeps that horizontal breakup from a long way.
I can see that too. Well, let's talk about, since you know you've guided for turkeys, and I'm going to guess before you ever guided, you probably hunted them a long time, on your own. Back to Bob Hood, he had an old saying. He said, "Patience kills more turkeys than anything." That was Bob saying.
100% correct.
you'll agree with that, won't you? I definitely do. How the sequence as far as textbook turkey hunting, get out there with your owl hoot or whatever, get you a shot gobble going early if you can. Well, they're going to be those gobblers. Now, this is just, I'm not a professional turkey hunter, but I've hunted them for years. Normally, I've killed darn few turkeys when they flew off the roost in the years back. I've had them hit the ground and see a decoy and come right to me, you know, but most of the turkeys I've killed, Royce, the majority would be say like from 10 in the morning or 9:30 till 1 or something. And tell your idea of why. Have you experienced that in your turkey hunting too?
Oh yeah. Anybody hunts a lot, it will get it. But I found that the biggest thing for scouting is the solution to everything. But if you can scout and know where, especially because most of those situations, those toms are going to be with the hen somewhere. If a tom doesn't come to you right off the roost, more likely he's got hens somewhere. If you can find out where those hens want to go right off the roost, that puts you ahead of the ball game.
So really, Royce, you know, early morning, the first at first break of day when the gobbler's come off the roost, if he's not with hens, that's when you can call him in. Or I think
that's your best chance. If he ain't got a hen, that's your best chance to get it coming your way first thing.
Yeah, but if he's henned up, not to say you're not going to kill that particular gobbler, but that may be after he's bred the hens that he's with, and then about 9:30 or 10, they do. They get out on the look, don't they?
Yep, that's right. As soon as they do their early morning greetings, and then they become vulnerable after that.
That's right. And then do you like to move around and put out hen yelps and try to locate one? What's your technique on that after, say, mid-morning, you know?
Well, most of the time I try to set up for that mid-morning hunt. Because a lot of times you can still get lucky. Like I say, scouting does everything. Because in my line of work, my job is to put my hunter in the most successful spot. And So I don't ever set up like just real close to roost, like you'll see a lot of these turkey hunters do. They get almost underneath them, in hopes of getting a shot like first thing. I try to set up where they can hear me from the roost, but set up where they like to naturally travel, because I've learned in years of hunting that if you're in somewhere where they already like to travel and call to them from there, your chances go way, way up.
And, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Royce, and any Texas turkey hunter that's hunted turkeys very much in the Lone Star State probably is going to agree with me. Now, and this is not textbook turkey hunting. The fact of the matter is, turkeys, I have found, say you're hunting a 1,000-acre ranch or a 500-acre deer lease, for that matter, you're probably going to have several feeders, corn feeders, scattered around for your deer and turkey, and keep them fed. Now, I'm not a proponent of setting up on a feeder and shooting a turkey pecking corn. That's not turkey hunting to me. But if you keep, like you just said, patterning those birds, those hens are probably going to make a circuit if there's feeders out in an area. And then if you can kind of get between them or something and set up, that's just as much turkey hunting, if, you know, to me, is as good as it gets. But do you agree with that? I mean, the feeders, if you're on a ranch that's being fed, chances are that feed is going to influence the birds somehow.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I've learned that, especially with Rio, they travel more than any other subspecies, in my opinion anyway. I think they travel twice as much. Maybe next closest one might be a Merriam. But Rios typically make a huge circle throughout the day.
Yeah.
And a feeder in a water hole will almost always be in that circle.
Good place to intercept them. You bet. Yep. Well, Royce, I appreciate you being with us and talking turkeys. Folks, our guest was Royce Carnley here, and they can learn about your camo at mtrcamo.com, and they can contact you through the website, can't they?
Yes, sir. And absolutely right. Actually, right now we have a booth set up at the virtual convention for the NWTF that's going on right now.
Awesome.
They can actually go to that online and have a booth set up there, and they click on a button, it'll take you straight to the website.
That's awesome, Royce. We'll get you back and talk some more turkey soon. How about it?
You bet. I look forward to it.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to Butcher-Packer, that's Butcher-Packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking for real estate up around the Lake Fork and surrounding areas, I want to hook you up with my buddy, Mr. Paul Tibbett, with Signature Properties. Paul and his qualified team have all different types of real estate for you, lake lots, land, quality, luxury homes, you name it. You can check them all out online at easttexasluxury.com.